Blog Talk Radio.
Well, howdy, howdy, folks. We have some questions that were emailed in, and we have some exciting news about an event coming up. And, of course, you can call in, ask questions, share a story, or offer other advice. I'd love to hear from you. Tickets go on sale tonight. I'm hosting a live webinar very soon. I have limited spots, and it's a first-come, first-served event. Of course, Hot Dog Mafia members get first dibs, and they get tickets for free. All others can purchase tickets online starting at 10 p.m. tonight. And we'll be back in a second.
It's that time again, folks. Broadcasting live with his tin cans and a brand new string from atop Old Smoky. It's Ben, the King of Wiener Slingers, with a fancy co-host, with important guests, and the best answers a third-grade education can buy. All for you. Sponsored by BensCarts.com, whiskey by the jug and donuts. You are so in for a treat today. But if I told you now, I'd have to kill you. So stay tuned. Ben's as nervous as a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs. Stand by. He's downing his last glass of liquid courage. And he'll be live in 30 seconds.
Have you ever wondered why the guy selling hot dogs always seems so happy?
Hello, Mrs. Smith. Hello, Mr. Johnson. Can I interest either of you in a hot dog? Do you want to find out why? LearnHotDogs.com. Get free video training, earn points, and get free stuff. Read Ben's hot dog blog and more. The premier source for hot dog vending information. Go to LearnHotDogs.com.
Well, in my quest to help as many people as possible, I will be doing live training, sort of like a hot dog vendor 101 class very soon. Subscribe to my free newsletter for updates. This class will be once a week during the mid-morning hours. I think on Wednesdays is what we had settled on. And we will cover everything from my course book and the A to Z course and more. So stay tuned. Make sure to subscribe to the newsletter. You can do that at learnhotdogs.com, and it's free. And you'll get a weekly update and information about that. You can unsubscribe anytime you want, and we don't share your information with nobody. Okay, before we get to some questions, I wanted to let you know that I received some emails from folks who hung on the line to ask questions and gave up or never got a chance to talk. This is my fault mostly, and I'm often watching the soundboard and I miss a call or two. I will make every effort in the future to get your calls, but I do need your help. The best thing to do is try to call in near the beginning of the show. Many wait until near the end and can mean your call doesn't get answered. So please call in early and often. Press option 1 once you call in. If you'd like to call in, it's 424-258-9364. Jason is having technical difficulties tonight, and we'll try to keep him on. We do have Michael Wood of Doug's Dogs out of Georgia on the line with us tonight, and we also just acquired a Mr. Kyle, Kyle Phillips. And welcome to the show, everybody. How was your week?
Very good. Took the weekend off, not football.
Wow. Was our live feed up, Jason?
Yes.
Good.
I have muted over there. I'm watching the chat.
Good.
I'll have to find out where the link master is.
Yeah, I don't know where he is. Corey may be on too a little later. I sent Corey a link. But we have, look at
some kind of minor welding there, I think.
Kyle smoking a big one.
Wow.
Smoking a big one. All right, we'll pretend that's a cigar.
It's like Snickers, going to be up for a while.
You need a little blowtorch. You got the wrong kind of lighter.
Oh, this is a blowtorch.
Oh, heck yeah.
Good God.
Look like a little rocket ship.
That's a serious lighter, man.
$5 Amazon, you can't go wrong.
Oh, we have had a ton of people list and people sell recently over at LearnHotDogs.com. Something I do differently, once it sells, they're supposed to take it down, but either way, it goes away in, I think, 15 days. So you shouldn't see old listings on the site at all. It's kind of cool to be able to say sold, 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 but that just gets annoying when you're going through ads. So I made it. I made it so it gets rid of them. But if you go check it out, there was more added today. And so if you're in the market for a card or something, you may want to check that out. Also, I do want to remind you that over on our Facebook page, we have a vendor of the day through the week. And there's been some awesome vendors selected. These aren't vendors that have any relation to me as far as they're not just Ben's Hearts customers. These are vendors from all over the world. And it's kind of cool that they post them up. They're street food vendors. They don't have to be hot dog vendors. It's just any type of street food vendor because that's who we support and love. And I do want – I know Mike's got to get back to work.
And, is that what you call it, work?
How was your week, Michael?
It was great. We had a parade last weekend, and we did that. And actually, I'm going to quit taking my wife to big events because every time I don't take her, I do twice as much as I did the year before. And she said that. But she had another obligation that she had to do, so she couldn't go with me. And I did twice what I did last year at the same event, which kind of made my day. And then coming up now in I've got two events in September. I booked up all of October and the first week in November. So, and I've had to take vacation from my real job to be able to do all these events, which is a good thing.
You've also got some news to share, don't you? Didn't you come up with a new way to get business this week?
Oh, it's kind of funny because I was in Walmart, went in to pick up some drinks and stuff, and actually was grocery shopping with my wife too. And a lady just walks up to me, and I didn't recognize her at first, and she says, "Are you busy on the 28th of this month? Because I've got a gig that I need you to bring your hot dog cart to." And I went, and my wife's sitting there looking at me like, "Who is this woman?" And so I looked at my calendar, and luckily I wasn't booked, but now I am. And it's a estate sale. She does estate sales and auctions. And I didn't recognize her, but I've done a lot of events with her. But it's kind of funny that people will come up to you and recognize you. And little kids are the worst about it. They'll, you know, you'll be walking through the store and you'll hear, "There goes the hot dog guy," or "There's the hot dog man." And, it's kind of fun. I enjoy it.
Well, yeah, but a picture being in your children's school, and these are first and third graders, that time some lady come running up to you and your wife saying, "Oh, my God, my husband loves your husband's wiener." Everybody around you just turns around and looks like, "What?" Hot dogs. So, we go out and people come up, and my wife goes, "We can't go anywhere." I said, "Look, don't be upset because I have stalkers and paparazzi following me and fans, you know." Hate the game, not the player.
Jason, you forget we've seen your wife and how pretty she is.
Exactly.
They're always asking for her to come work.
Exactly, and don't blame them. You know what? This is a good opportunity, Michael, because you brought up something that a lot of us fail to do, and I failed to do it, is to hang a sign on your card or put a sign that says "We Cater," because a lot of people see you as a hot dog vendor or a food vendor of some sort, and they don't realize that, hey, they could have you at their wedding, they could have you at the child's birthday party, they could have you for an event or like an estate sale. There's some big yard sales. There's vendors. Since we came out with all those tips on finding locations that time, I've had vendors email me about doing nothing but this summer. All they did was yard sales and community events.
And I have it on my business card that says I do special events. And so that kind of helps. And oh, by the way, you're talking about advertising and stuff. I finally broke down and bought some swooper flags. Or a super flag, and it's supposed to be here Friday. So And I made my wife pick it out. So if nobody likes it, it's her fault.
They're gonna love it.
You didn't get the tire mounting kit because if you put it under a little smart car, a stiff breeze might flip it over.
I've actually been trying to figure out where I'm gonna mount it on the hot dog cart.
I tell you what,
you do, like pick up the car by the bumper and slide the flag under and then put it down.
That's just wrong. Why does everybody pick on my smart car?
Hey, after I have my shoulder done, I'm in that sling up across my chest, and a buddy of mine, it makes me look small, comes over, and he's got one of those and took me to lunch. I say, well, first off, we both on a fitness thing, and we fit in it. We go to lunch, and on the way there, a 26-foot box truck passes us, and I'm like rocking like this, and it's like, man, do me a favor. I said, I just got run over by a car. Don't bring this thing anymore.
Hey, it's got about 6 airbags in it, so you were pretty safe in it.
Well, counting us, it would have been 10 airbags.
That's wrong.
He puts it in the back of his, he's got one of those toy hauler fifth wheels, and sometimes he doesn't take the golf cart, he puts that smart car in the back. It weighs less than his Harley does.
Well, my smart car actually is shorter than my wife's golf cart. Because my wife, we set them side by side, and her golf cart is actually about an inch taller.
Wow.
But it's fun. I've got 72,000 miles on that smart car now.
Wow.
But yeah, it's going good down here. I can't complain. We're back into the what I call the nice weather. It's in the 80s and the 90s, and which Jason would hate. But, yeah, then the 90s is when I do my very best. I enjoy the heat. And we've...
In the 40s at night.
Yeah. And the only bad thing that I've had happen lately is I have a spot that at the auto parts store and I may have to change. Oh, Ben had a picture of my smart car. I like that. And
I'd mount the grill to the smart car.
<That's wrong. laughs>
I love it. I do. I'd drive one of those in a heartbeat. I think that's sexy.
Yeah, but what people don't know is the cart's got the motor.
But yeah, it's cool. I like my smart car. I get a lot of people that, you know, like it. And then we actually put it in the parade for Christmas and put blow ups on it. And put our signs on it and drive it for the Christmas parade, and then I get free advertisement because it doesn't cost anything to go in the parade. And that's one other thing that people need to look at is get all the free advertising that you can, and that's where you'll come out, you'll make money that way. If you had to pay for like a television ad or for a newspaper ad, it'll cost you more than just buying a business card and handing it out or doing a free parade, you know. But, I like that picture too. And those guys dress up every year like that.
Do they?
For me. Yeah, the same three guys every single year. The guy that's in the ketchup outfit, he is actually a counselor for kids that are troubled children or troubled teenagers. He's got a master's degree, by the way.
That's awesome. And he's wearing a ketchup outfit.
Yeah. and oh, by the way, the only thing I pay them is I feed them lunch is what I do.
Yeah, but that's awesome.
And this year I actually fed them lunch twice. So, you know, I gave them a raise.
They got a bonus this year.
Yeah. The economy, you know, you need to help where you can. So, and they did actually cash in the second meal about a month later. And when they came up with a carload of guys that was with them. There was like 6 of them in this car. And I gave away 1 free meal and sold 5 more.
Wow.
So, I mean, you know, I'm not getting rich, but I am having a... I'm having the time of my life. As long as it's fun to me, I'm going to keep doing it. And I may not, you know, as long as I don't lose money, I'm good.
If you love what you do, you'll be successful.
Yep.
Don't work a day in your life.
Nope.
I may change locations from the auto parts, and then a friend of mine's got a laundromat that's next to the dollar store, which I can set up there, and it doesn't cost anything. And that's what I think I'm working out that with the health department right now, and because I have to have their approval.
Well, good. Well, folks, we'll be right back. We're going to take some listener calls. We've got some people hanging, and we'll try to answer questions or share stories or just laugh at people's funny accents.
It's Sunday night, and you're listening to the all-new HDVR Hot Dog Vendor Radio Show with Ben. Call in at 424-258-9364. Press 1 to go live and ask Ben a question. You wanted the best? You got it. You're listening to HDVR Hot Dog Vendor Radio.
I hold on so nervously.
It's Sunday night at 8:30, and you're riding a gravy train with biscuit wheels with a hot dog answer man, Ben, on HDVR, Hot Dog Vendor Radio.
Well, welcome back, folks. We got caller area code 412 on the line. Let's make sure they're on the line. Can you hear us?
Yes, sir.
How are we doing tonight?
Oh, real good. How are you doing?
Doing wonderful.
Hey, Ben, I have a question.
Sure.
Being that when you're in the hot dog business, the carts, is there a traditional way to advertise your business, like flyers or newspapers? The only thing I'm having a problem with is if I did advertise, being I moved from one location to another, does it even make sense to advertise at all? And if so, what would be the best way to do that?
That's an excellent question, and I'm glad you asked. Jason is the guru in marketing, but what I would do, even if I move locations, I would put out some flyers in the local area, even if they're just black and white on regular paper flyers, 3 and 4 cent a piece flyers, and
right.
Letting people know that you're going to be there, even if you do it the day that you're going to be there. Also, putting an ad on Craigslist is a good way in the community section to let people know you're in the area, and it's free. And you can also let your Chamber of Commerce know. You can let the people know at if you're doing something for charity, you can let the TV and radio stations know. But I would suggest immediately having a Facebook and a Twitter, just because a lot of people – will follow you, and they'll want to know where you are, and the fact that you're unique, because hot dog vendors have a nostalgic feel. No matter how fancy your system is in your cart or your concession trailer or your truck, it is a nostalgic feel, and you want to it attracts attention already. So by marketing the freeways is the best way to market at first.
Hey, guys, I started something new lately. My customers are giving me their phone numbers, and what I do is send out a text message when I'm set up in town. Doesn't cost me anything. I put them in my phone, and I just hit go and group them up and send out one text message. The hot dog guy is here, and that way everybody knows where I'm at, and it's free.
And there's some free services through your phone company. Usually they'll have a website. If you want to build a group called customers and put in their phone numbers, you could text them. But Twitter is basically the same thing. It tweets a small amount of characters, 160 characters, saying, hey, I'm here and this is where I am, and it's free as well.
I thought it was 140.
It may be 140 characters, but it also gives you the ability to send a picture and or a video.
Well, then you can combine that with Hootsuite and do Facebook and Twitter at the same time. I mean, that's what I use every day.
Yeah, and if you notice, if you go over to Love Hot Dog Company on Facebook and follow him, and you will see he does regular posts daily, and he has a lot of people following him, his customers, because they want to be a part of that.
Wow, that's great. You know what? Another idea I have, too, is to get business cards and maybe have like a like a drawing while you're there
right.
for those 2 or 3 hours, and if your name's picked, you get a free hot dog. I would communicate with them. I don't know how we do that, but
you could encompass Twitter in that and not do a drawing as far as on location. You could say, enter your follow us on Twitter, and every day we're going to pick somebody that gets a free lunch.
Oh, that's a good idea. Okay,
and,
great.
Get low all right. Parts.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Really worked very well.
Something that will give you some other good ideas and ways to set up your Twitter and Facebook. I did a video showing how to set it all up within 5 minutes. If you go over to the blog at learnhotdogs.com and type in Twitter or Facebook or type in marketing, you're going to hear lots of episodes with Jason talking about different ways to market for free, kind of like what Michael just said from Doug's Dogs. Is
right.
a way to market for free using his text messaging.
Excellent. Wow. Well, I'm going to go eat a hot dog, and I'll let the next caller get in there. And have a great evening. Very interesting.
Sounds good. Thank you for calling.
Thank
hey,
you.
Man, I got to go, guys.
All right. Well, thanks for being here, and I appreciate you coming on. Come back anytime, Michael.
All right, guys, y'all be good and have a great show and a good night, and we'll see y'all when we see you.
All right.
Hey, Michael, we'll bill you for the first session here. It's $29.95 a minute and $1,000 every minute after there. So we round up the closest hour. So you just look for the bill on your cell bill.
You realize that I'm armed, right?
Okay.
All right, y'all have a good night, guys, and y'all, we'll see y'all later. Good, good.
We'll see you. Good, good.
He's happier than a fat girl eating cake. It's Ben on HDVR, Hot Dog Vendor Radio.
Well, I walk into the room, passing out $100. Caller area code 850. You're live on Street Food Vendor TV and Hot Dog Vendor Radio. Thanks for joining us.
What's up, Ben?
Hey, hey.
It's Stu Dog.
Hey, how are we doing?
I'm doing good, Ben. How you been doing?
Doing great.
Good. I was listening about y'all's advertisement. We all talk about that, and I was also wanting to make a suggestion. You also, if you ain't got the money for advertisement and you want to get out there on, like, on a radio, you can barter to a radio station. Like, go pull up, like, maybe once a month to the radio station and cook hot dogs for everybody at the station, and they'll put you in a workout slot. That's what I did for a little while, and actually it worked out great. You know, you got your locations and everything, and you can advertise and get 10 slots a day, and that was always a good free campaign thing, you know, being
what,
just trading through costs.
What were you trading?
Just come with a hot dog cart and cooking out up hot dogs for the whole radio station.
Oh. I thought you meant like at one of their events. You know how they do live on location, and I thought you were trading out for that.
No, you'd probably work it out that way too. But what I did was I just bartered with them, come up there and cook hot dogs to everybody in the radio station, because here locally we got Clear Channel Radio, and it's one radio station with 7 different radio stations in one. So, I mean,
right.
It's a pretty big outfit here. And I just cook up lunch for everybody, and they would – you know, for me doing that and not charging them that, they'd give me free radio advertising. It wasn't really free, but it was next to nothing. Barting with it.
Wow. Well, I appreciate that.
No problem, man. But, yeah, I figured I'd give you all a call and share some input on some advertisement ways to get around it.
That's a good one. We appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome, man.
Well, have a good evening.
Yes, sir. You too, bud.
Thanks. Let's see. I think I already did this.
Finally get that thing lit now?
Yes. Holy cow, look at the smoke. You don't have any mosquito problems now, do you?
No, I don't.
Things like a baby's arm.
A little thicker.
Kyle, how's it coming?
Good, good. I had my health department inspection on Friday, and that went really good. I passed everything and got the okay from them. So I'm ready to roll. Trail's all set, and I'm going to be hitting up my new spot come, I believe, this Friday. My first spot, so see how that all goes. I got a little after hours, late night bar type deal when they get out.
Cool.
Try that out, see how that works, and look for some day lunchtime locations and go from there.
Well, that'll be exciting. You'll have to keep us up to date on how that turns out.
I will.
Get some pictures, man.
But I ended up, I had my daughter's third birthday party yesterday, and I figured I'd do a soft opening and practice how I wanted to set up and, see how I wanted to handle everything. And I had probably about 50 to 100 family members and friends there. So I ended up buying somewhere around like 100 hot dogs. And I think I slinged all of them in a matter of 2 hours. So I got it down pat pretty good and didn't need any help. So.
Well, that's awesome. I'm glad you practiced.
Yeah. The only issue I have is, I don't know if you guys can shed some light, is the pans. When you're done with the pans, I cannot, it seems like the water stains on the pans. How do you get that stuff off? I soaked them. I've done everything. I can't get the stains off the pans.
Bartender's friend. Also, from your food supply house, get the little scrubby pad that's stainless steel. To get that stuff off stainless steel, you got to use stainless steel. Okay. Don't use like your wife's sponge in the kitchen or any of that crap. Don't use SOS pads. Actually get they usually come in a bag. My guy sells them, I think, 24 for like, I don't know, 5-something. But they're, about the size of your palm, and it's like a curled up stainless. And I'll tell you what, you can't find anything better for cleaning pots.
All right, I'll have to pick those up then.
But just make sure whatever you get is stainless. Don't get the copper ones. You got to get stainless.
Okay. But I got your umbrella, Ben. I love it. Thing's huge.
Well, good.
Blocks out the sun. It's colorful. Draws in the people. I got the chip clips hanging from it.
Good.
Working out great so far.
Good.
Yeah, how about your logo and signs? You got any of that done?
Well, I haven't got the logo done. I did some signs, and I just ordered the Super Flag, and I'm gonna. I saw some past shows. I'm gonna go on banners on the cheap or whatever it is, and I actually saw that they do what is it? I don't know if it's decals or lettering on the cheap. So I'm gonna actually get my business name on the cart using that company. I don't know if it's the same one, but
there's some awesome sticker companies that already have pre-done up stickers on eBay, where you can get some huge vinyl stickers for your cart or for your umbrella or for whatever, and they're UV protected, and I'm talking dirt cheap. 50 cent to $5 for huge vinyl stickers.
Wow, that is cheap.
Well, the other thing you could do is go down to Signs by Mara or one of those type places and see if you can work out a deal with them too.
Well, I went on eBay and ended up buying 2 14-inch decals that just say All Beef Hot Dogs. One just says Hot Dogs with Ketchup and Mustard Bottle, just to put on there. I got some Visa MasterCard logos. And the only thing I have harder time finding was the Coca-Cola can decals or something to say, hey, I got sodas there. That's the only thing I can't seem to find.
Did you get yourself a logo yet? Because I would suggest definitely, because, from the start, you need to be branding yourself. Because
right. That's
you. You're developing a brand.
Yeah, I know.
From day one. And me, personally, I don't take this the wrong way, but I'm not into the stickers off eBay. I'd rather see a logo. Like, I mean, take a look at O'Doggies. And, that picture Corey posted, 2 weeks ago when he had his old cart out, or not his old cart, but his first cart that he built. Look at that thing, because that's branding from, go. The colors, the logo. I mean, the thing looks great.
Exactly.
The logo pops. I mean, when he built that, man, that logo he came up with was killer. But then the colors, all that stuff all goes into your branding, not to mention you, how you talk to your customers. I mean, I was out with the wife and kids today in town, and went into a tie-dye vendor. And this woman couldn't even be bothered to look at us. And, that what they don't realize is that's part of their branding, Kids asked her a question, like, what her dog's name was, and she mumbled something. And I asked her about sizing, and
she couldn't even bother to turn around. I left. But I mean, people think, oh, it's my hot dog, it's my cart. It's all of it, man. It's how your hair's combed. You know, did you shave? You use deodorant? You know, you're wearing a clean shirt. I mean, people laugh at me because in the truck, I always have an extra pair of shorts, sometimes two shirts. Because if I get something splattered on me, I don't want to work in that. A lot of guys will keep grease on them, so I'll go change my shirts. Stuff like that, you know. And it's not Cordy, you got to have, you know, or I'm sorry, Kyle, you got to have this stuff now. But just be thinking along that line. And, you know, like Cordy, I see he popped up here. He didn't start out with all that stuff done, but he kept it on his mind. And as he was going, he added the flags, added this, added that, till he got to where he's at today. And, you know, that's the whole branding message, man. Just keep at it and, you know, get yourself. Yeah.
I originally had my cousin was going to, he's a really good artist, and he was going to make up a logo. We were going to powwow probably about 3 weeks ago, and his father ended up passing. So I think I'm going to end up going just like a more professional route, maybe hit up a website or something and see if I can come up with something and design something and go from
Ben,
there.
What was that one, 99 Designs or something like that?
Well, it's cheaper, though, if you go to Elance than the $99 designs. If you go to Elance.com, you can let people bid on it, and they'll be professionals, you know, real graphic artists. And they'll do it till you're satisfied. They'll change every aspect of it till you're satisfied. And I've got a video on doing that with Elance. If you want to look for it, just type in Elance over on the blog, and it'll show you how to do it at Elance. But I've done logos for $30-$40. I mean, sharp logos. So
yeah, the places I've been looking are a lot more expensive than that. I'll have to check those places out. Some of these places want like $200. $150, just.
Well, it also depends what they're giving you that, you know, with that. Are you getting, you know, like my Lemonade Brothers logo was done by a friend of Corey's, and, you know, it was a little bit more than what you're going to spend on some of these others, but the guy gave me business card layouts, stuff for the little icon on Facebook, you know, shrunk down to the right sizes, gave me stuff for letterhead, high resolution, medium resolution, low resolution. You know, a bunch of different colors. So if you're going to get all that kind of stuff, you know, make it worth it. Or are they just giving you, boom, one color graphic, you know?
Well, honestly, Elance, and if you go on there and look at my profile, I've probably done 70 or 80 jobs on there. Elance, you can, for less than $80, you can do every resolution, every color combination, grayscale stuff, and all the different file formats. So you can even have EPS stuff where EPS is a file where just the logo shows up. So whatever you put it over, it doesn't have a white box or a gray box around it. It's just the logo, which works great on websites, Facebook. It really stands out. And so check it out and see if you can find a provider there, because what it is a bunch of professional providers are going to bid on your job. And they're going to say, hey, I can do it for $40. Well, I can do it for $60, or I can do it for $25. And you can get a logo done cheap.
Yeah, I'll look into that. Can one of you guys post that website up on the blog, and I'll pick it up after?
Sure.
Elance.com. Yep. I'm going to take a caller here. Caller area code 540. You're live on Hot Dog Vendor Radio and streetfoodvendor.tv. Thanks for calling.
Hey, my name is Ben, and I have a hot dog cart. Benjamin's Franks is the name of the business.
Oh, I like it.
Thanks. Well, I've been vending since April of this year, and so this is my first year doing it. And I'm happy. Sorry, say that again.
No, nobody said anything. It was just computer.
Okay. Feedback. Well, I'm working at a call center two days a week. And that's been pretty nice. It's, you know, kept me in the black just those 2 days a week for the whole summer. But I've been running into frustration in not just finding other locations, but my problem seems to be I have, you know, five or six locations that are, you know, working through approval. And so I guess my question is, I mean, when do you give up on a location because they're taking too long, you know, to get back to you? before, you know, wanting to move on or whatever?
Well, it depends on the location. You know, if you're paying for a location, you may give it more time than a regular location. If it's a free location, I would at least give it, if you're working, you know, there 4 days a week, 5 days a week, I'd give it a couple weeks, because sometimes locations take people to recognize that you're there and for a few to stop and start spreading the word. Because typically that's what's happened. The nearby business, an employee goes over, eats, and goes, oh, my gosh, that's great, and tells somebody else, but it's already past lunch, and so the next day you start getting more people. So, and some people go
on. Well, if I can clarify, the location that I'm doing is a call center, so it's kind of out of the way. And that's the only one that I'm actually setting up for. I've contacted a local hospital, and it's actually one my wife works at, and she's been hearing from managers and stuff in the hospital, hey, we hear your husband's going to set up, but, you know, I email them and call them, and I don't get any response. Things like that. I'm waiting to hear back from a factory in town. You know, they seem pretty excited about having me. I mean, I was, you know, trying to get set up at a Dollar General Market. You know, the managers were really excited about it, and they told me to contact corporate, and corporate said, you know, sorry, we can't have you do that. So I guess I'm just really frustrated, and I'm wondering, you know, is there a way to kind of go about it in a way that, like, make your sales pitch in a way that the people making the decisions make it more of a priority? Because that's just what it seems like, you know, like they just forget about it kind of thing.
It's trickier at some spots than others, and you'll always run across some spots that there's a hierarchy of power. Nobody wants to take the blame, so to speak. Nobody wants to assert their authority and go, yes, go ahead and come in. And sometimes you have to move on from those locations and pursue those in the background, put it on a back burner, and worry about the locations that you can do, and then work towards those. But don't spend all your time and efforts working on those locations that may come to fruition. I don't like maybes, and especially finding that it's an uphill climb and there's some red tape involved, I'd move on to different locations. There's too many locations out there for us than to waste 2 weeks working on one.
What about street corners? Do you have anything near the hospital that you can get to? I mean, because hospitals are slamming, you know.
Both of the areas that I'm working do not permit food vendors in public causeways, so like on the sidewalk or streets or parking spaces. Okay.
That's public causeway, so a hospital's not public as far as it's a private institution, whether it's non-profit or for-profit, it's still private. If you can get on their grounds somewhere, or if you can get on a nearby business's grounds, then you're not on public domain. You're not in public property.
I mean, you know, if you're having that much of a problem, I would concentrate more on an everyday location, because hospitals might not let you there every day. They might want you every couple. You know, me, I'm sorry, I don't like being at the stores and stuff, because I think it's too transient. I like being in a location with traffic where it's a little easier for people to get to me. You can develop a following. You know, Corey's kind of in the same kind of spot I am, at an intersection, in a lot. Trucks, cars can get in. People can walk up. You got sidewalk. And the biggest thing is the consistency. Once you grab that location, it needs to be consistent. You need to be there. And what I use as a marker for my people is, whether it's rain or snow, as long as the wind's not blowing over 20, I'm there.
Right.
You know, yeah. Consistency is key.
Yep. Got to be consistent. And you can't be jumping over dollars to pick up dimes. You know, we hear these guys all the time. They start with a great location, and then somebody waves something in their face, and they think it's going to be a home run, and they get there, and they get their butt kicked. And the problem is, you just alienated and upset your regulars who might not come back. You know, right. Let's face it, you're dealing with blue collar and truck and, you know, some white collar, and people only get so much time for lunch. If they leave thinking you're there, drive halfway there, you just wasted their lunch time.
Stick to your low risk opportunities first and build up a reserve. You know, we have a new vendor in this business who went and did an event recently, and these people were loaded for bear, and the bear didn't show up. and they had such a professional setup and spent thousands, literally, getting this event booked, and no one came to the event. And they lost. Well, they only recouped 30% of their expenses. And they shared that on the blog with pictures. And you can go check that out. That was just this week. Well, that's a case not necessarily of chasing, you know, nickels and dimes and bypassing dollars. It's a case of there's too many risks involved with some things. So why not go with the tried and true and then start branching out on the side or when you have free time, but establish a reputation, like Corey said, remain consistent in that location, and things will start falling together. It's like Doug.
Yeah, even if it's not the greatest location, if you're consistently there, people will see you. And then when you move to, if you have to move to another location, people will know that you're one of the consistent ones, and they can count on you being wherever it is.
Right.
And even if you're someone that goes to different locations, if they can count on the fact that, you know, Jason's going to be at the AutoZone on Mondays and Wednesdays and another place on another day, you know, then at least that they can count on that.
Right.
That's a huge thing.
Yeah, I got burned pretty bad on 4th of July. The I put all this money into buying products and getting set up, and the 4th of July event was canceled because of all the rain. It was set up next to a river, and there was flooding and stuff. So, I didn't lose everything because, you know, I bought a ton of hot dogs, which I ended up selling later, but it was...
happened to the best of us.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was just thinking, like, man, it's just my luck, you know, first year kind of stuff. But I'm doing an event coming up on the 27th this month.
Right.
And supposedly there's going to be people there that, you know, it'd be good to rub elbows with.
Right.
So,
well, I would encourage you to do it. Just don't take any risk that could jeopardize your livelihood or your business.
Right.
You have to start building a buffer so that you can take some risks later that wouldn't be detrimental to your business. But
and I'm gonna sell out, and that's it. Yeah, I'm not gonna do like I did last time.
Well, good.
The other thing to keep in mind, I think Corey would back me up on this. Once you establish a steady location, you know, street corner wise, something like that, you'll be shocked how many opportunities fall into your lap. Couple times a day, you know, can you do this party? Can you do this? Will you come to our business? Will you do the frat party? You know, and again, I pick up a lot of nighttime stuff, parties and things, I got a couple things coming up over the next few months that are after hours for my normal daytime spot, and I'll do them, you know?
You'll get enough to where, you know, you can start turning some down because you're getting them so frequently, too.
So, you know, the search for a good daytime location doesn't really end until you found it. And even after that point, you still want to kind of be keeping things in the back of your mind because, like, you know, Corey or I could lose our location tomorrow because the owner of the property is going to put up a house or sells it or whatever. And, you know, you kind of have to have that drop back and punt. You know, it might not be today. It might not be this year, but I'm always kind of, you know, that's why I do the ski resort and I do the bike track and, you know, always, and the wineries and things, you're always trying to have almost like a plan B.
Right.
In case it all blows up, because let's face it, unless you own the lot, who knows what could happen.
That's right. And I'm still always looking for good location, even though I have a secure spot right now.
But you should be. You should always, because, you know, what is that catchphrase or that... about being prepared. It's not the Boy Scout one.
Lack of prior planning prevents piss poor performance.
There you go. So if you have a backup already in place, it's a security. It's like if you have been saving money all year and you know there's potential layoffs, it would feel different if you know you got $6,000 in the bank and can make it 3 more months. That's a good feeling. And that's what we're talking about. If you have some other locations in mind, and you've secured those, or you've even just thought about them and written them down, then it wouldn't be as you wouldn't take a punch, if you lost it.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. I've just been, I guess, just so focused on these, you know, getting back, hearing back from these locations that...
Don't do it.
It's been really frustrating trying to get them to...
Don't let it frustrate you. Every one of us has tried to get locations that we couldn't get. Don't focus on those. Just move on.
You might hear back from them in 6 months and just think how satisfying it'll be to say, well, hey, sorry, Ben, I realize you wanted us to the hospital, but I haven't heard from you in 3 months, and you know, I'm now down at Corey's Body Shop, you know, or Corey's Hospital.
Right.
You never stop looking, and I don't wait for them, man, because let's face it, the only person looking out for you and your wife is you.
Right. Well,
they're not that worried about you. Whether you eat this week or not, they don't worry and they don't care.
Exactly.
So you have to take it upon yourself to, you know, handle your own destiny. And, you know, if that means beating the street every day after you do the call center, you know, trying to get a gas station or a corner lot or whatever it may be, that's what you got to do. You're in control of it. You're in the driver's seat.
Hey, well, thank you for calling us, and if you have any other questions, feel free to call back in, and please do this, because we have a lot of regular listeners. We have over 3,000 weekly listeners now, and I would love it if you would call back in, even if it's just an update, and say, okay, look, I booked this, and I booked this, and here's a picture. Send it to me, and we'll share it on.
Okay, yeah.
Don't,
yeah, I'll do that.
I don't hear back from these guys either.
Yeah,
Could you say that again? Sorry, I missed that.
He said, don't let it discourage you if you don't hear back from them. Don't worry about it.
Oh, yeah. Because you're going to get 10 no's before you get one maybe or a yes.
Right.
So, you know, I just look at it as their loss and keep moving, you know?
Gotcha. Well, I'm going to be in the chat room. And, thanks for taking my call, and I appreciate your help there.
Well, thanks for joining us in the chat room, and if you see a question that we've missed over there for some reason, call back in or tell them to call in with it.
All right.
I can't pull it up at the same time for whatever reason. Thank you for calling.
Well, have a good one.
You too. We have another caller on hold, which is exciting, and we'll get right to that.
Oh, my me. Ben's got it A to Z. It's the A to Z course for anyone just getting started. It's brand new and full of fresh info, tips, and tricks on how to get rolling. In 11 on-demand web episodes, Ben does a comprehensive course on kickstarting your business. It includes forms, outlines, and more. He covers licensing, permits, finding a car, commissaries, locations, even more locations, tips, pricing, and shaving your dog, and more. You get it all except for the shaving your dog part. We just wanted to make sure y'all were listening. Get it now over to learnhotdogs.com. He's busier than a one-armed monkey with two peckers. It's Ben on HDVR, Hot Dog Vendor Radio. Hey folks, this is Rob Harper with Hot Dog Vendor Radio. Just a quick reminder that Hot Dog Vendor Radio is a live radio show. Without call-ins, there ain't no show. So hide your face, pick up your phone, and give us a call. You can use your real name, you can use your stage name. We aim to please, so we don't really care. The only stupid questions are the ones that are not asked. So dial 424-258-9364. That's 424-258-9364. Get your groove on with HDVR, Hot Dog Vendor Radio.
You're listening to HDVR Hot Dog Vendor Radio.
Caller area code 816. You are live on Hot Dog Vendor Radio and streetfoodvendor.tv. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Ben. How are you doing tonight?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you. Hey, this was Phil. I'm with Hot Dogging It just outside of Kansas City, Missouri.
Yeah.
And it's been about a month since I last called in. Haven't had a chance to listen in on the show here for the last couple of weeks. So I just wanted to kind of talk with you and give you an update as to what's going on with me.
I would love it, Phil. Go ahead.
Well, last I spoke with you, was setting up in front of City Hall here in the area, and we're still doing that 3 days a week, and that's been a very steady business for us. And I wanted to call in and talk about locations for that last gentleman that was just on the line. when I first got into this, I was going to be setting up with a Home Depot that was close by. Even with all the different regulations and everything, I thought that it would be a very steady income. Well, that fell through and did not work out. So I had to move on and find other locations to set up. And the City Hall has been a very steady business for me. It hasn't been the grand slam money that I would like to make on a daily basis, but at least I know I can count on it. And then other days of the week, like I said, I'm sitting up there Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And then Saturdays, there's a small local farmer's market that I set up with. And one of the things is I've got two things that help out. The big red and yellow umbrella that come with the cart, which is just awesome. People comment on that all the time. And what I think is one of the best salesmen that I have for me is the giant Nathan's Famous hot dog sign that I hang up from the umbrellas. And that works out really well. This weekend we had an opportunity in the little town that we live in. They had a citywide garage sale. And we went and set up on the main street here in town, and we haven't had too many opportunities to really set up in our own little town here. But when people realized where we were actually from this town, they were very supportive. We even had some people come back a second time to eat with us, and we were only set up for about 4 hours. So anyway, just wanted to give a little encouragement to that last showman. Hey, those locations are out there. Just keep looking and don't get discouraged. And as a matter of fact, just about the end of the day when we were getting ready to pack up, we had a couple that came in and struck up a fun conversation with them and we're talking about different hot dogs and Polish sausages and whatnot and made a good connection with the gentleman especially. And as they got back into their vehicle, he calls me over to the car and hands me a flyer, and he invited me to a car show taking place in a couple weeks and said, if you'll call the lady at the bottom of the flyer, you tell her that the director of the car show wants you to have a free space to come out and sell hot dogs. So anyway, there are some fun things that are starting to take place. And then I got back onto my Facebook page last night and had another invite to another festival taking place in October. And they said if we would come up, that they would not charge us anything to come up and sell. So as your name gets out there and people start to recognize you and you build that reputation that you've got a clean cart to eat from and that you're providing good food and a good attitude, people will begin to recognize and call on you to do things.
That's fantastic. That's awesome that they're coming to your Facebook page and asking you to come.
Now, something he said about his daytime location, he said it wasn't a home run for him, but if you're at the courthouse, you're getting steady, repeat, and building that up, right?
Yeah, we're getting the city employees. It's right in the downtown area. We're also getting some local businesses that are just up the street from us that are walking down. From the bank and a little sports shop and some other places. So the word of mouth is out there. And when I take a day off and I go out into the town and try to market, people say, oh, yes, we've seen you sitting out there. We just haven't had a chance to stop by yet. So people are starting to recognize that we're out there.
All right. So what can we look at to bump up your average ticket sale or your average bend? What's your product lineup?
Well, that's a great question, Jason. I'm looking for more ideas.
Give us a rundown of what your menu is. Hot dogs, brats, you know, give me a rundown.
Well, I've actually simplified my menu, and this is helping a little bit. I actually raised my prices for my regular hot dog, which, of course, I said was a Nathan's all beef, and I changed it from $2 a hot dog. I went up to $3 for a dog or 2 for $5, and then making it a meal for $6 with chips and a drink. And I've had nobody balk at the prices. Everybody seems happy with that. what I did was is just simply I noticed that I was having almost all plain hot dogs go out. And then, you know, then on the front side of the cart, you know, they could put on their own condiments. So what I did was when I bumped up the price, I made new signage and everything and cleaned up the menu, made it a little more simple, and just simply allowed them to, if they wanted to add chili or cheese or sauerkraut, I'm not charging anything extra for those things. And no one, like I said, has balked at that price. So I think that is helping us a little bit. I also eliminated, at least for now, the quarter-pound jumbo hot dog that I had on the menu. I felt like it was competing too much with the regular 8-to-1. And then we also, I try to do a featured sausage of the day, whether it be a Polish with kraut or a smoked beef brat or some sort of sausage product out there. So I'm just generally doing a hot dog and a sausage per day. So that's kind of where I'm at, and that gives you a quick rundown.
Are you doing, obviously, chips and soda and stuff? Have you given some thought to, like, the Coke onions, bacon jam? You know, have you thought about doing lemonade? Are you there for breakfast, or are you just there for lunch?
I actually get there at about 6:45 in the morning, or because I'm in a parking space right there in front of City Hall, and if I don't get there, they don't save my spot for me. So I have tried just about everything for breakfast. I am not getting any breakfast business hardly at all. I even started bringing in glazed donuts last week, and
what about
if they're not eating glazed donuts.
You tried any breakfast brats?
No, I have not tried that.
There's some maple infused and bacon and maple infused.
Or
apple bacon. There's anything with bacon.
The other thing, the key thing with breakfast, are you offering coffee?
No, I do not offer coffee. That's another.
To bump up your breakfast, you're not going to sell anything without coffee because people are the creatures of habit. They got out of their coffee in the morning. You know, Ben has to have 3 cups or he's a total prima donna to deal with for the morning.
I am.
Or on the other hand, I need 2 cups to get going.
Yeah.
So, and Kyle just crunches beans. So obviously you're on a push cart. So, you know, at home, get yourself a pour over off Craigslist and a couple AirPods.
The AirPods, and I would so do a good coffee, like something my favorite, and this is no shit. My favorite is Dunkin' Donuts, and it's the Turbo Blend. My daughter works at Starbucks, and I can get any kind of coffee I want and for almost free. And it is Dunkin' Donuts coffee is the bomb to me, and I know everybody has their personal favorites, but if you carried a good quality coffee and you started that – even if you gave out some samples of your brats, take one, put it in a bun, cut it into like 8 pieces, and give out free samples, kind of like they do at the mall, I think you would turn that into a lucrative business. I've talked about and interviewed a guy who started doing what you're doing in the mornings, and because he had to be there, he now only does the mornings.
Yep.
That's all he does.
You know, the other thing you do, talk to your bread guy about getting bagels and in the morning, prep them, cut them in half, put on a slab of cream cheese, or get the your health department let you do that. Get the little like K-cup style cream cheese and jellies, and butter. Have that with you and offer a couple meal options: coffee and bagels this price, you know, glazed donut. Pot and coffee are this price. You know, you might even want to, you know, possibly, I don't know if people are still using them down by you in the city here. Everybody still wants a newspaper, which I don't understand.
Right. But
everybody in the city has newspapers in the morning. I don't need them out here.
Well, we have that vendor on that does biscuits in the morning, and he does biscuits and gravy, and that's all he serves is biscuits and gravy from his cart. And if you're in an area where biscuits and gravy is a hit, I'd do it, and I'd buy crumbled bacon from Sysco, already cooked and crumbled, put it in your steamer so it's hot in a dry steam. Well, I wouldn't even put it in a dry steamer. I'd put it in a dry pan. And I would offer that and crumble it up on top of it, or crumbled up sausage on top of it, And that is a cheap meal. The biscuits are already cooked. You put them in your steamer. They get hot and moist. And there is a huge profit margin on biscuit gravy.
I think if you add coffee, you'd be shocked how your breakfast would go.
They're going to smell it. And if you do a brat, let's say you do a nice brat for $5 and say it comes with a free cup of coffee.
Yep.
That's a good idea.
Just a small sign that you have coffee. But if they're on their way to the courthouse or whatever, and they see that you're serving coffee and they didn't get a chance to grab one on the way in or whatever, they'll stop.
And get the good lids that flip up. Don't get a lid they got to take all the way off. Get a sip lid or something like that. Get a good lid and a good cup.
I would spend the money exactly, Jason. I won't buy a cup of coffee if it's in the shitty little cheap lids where you have to tear it. Or anything. I want the one where it folds back and it even has a little sipper area.
Lash, yep.
Yeah.
And get good coffee. Buy good coffee. I can't tell you how many guys try and cheap out and buy crap. It reflects. People don't come back, man. Spend a little bit extra for some good coffee, good cups. People will come back.
And those AirPods, you don't have to worry about the coffee going bad. And you can run out. Be safe in knowing that I'm only going to do one pot of coffee or one AirPod of coffee and be done. And then if you sell out, you know that tomorrow you need to bring two.
Right.
Stays hot. Stays piping hot.
So I do like the coffee idea. I have had a couple of requests for it, but I think you're right. If they smell it and they see a sign for it, that might be a way to go. And I like the flavored brat idea as well. I did try doing sausage bagels, and I had different flavors of bagels, even a French toast bagel, and I had cream cheese. That didn't go over very well. People just weren't buying it consistently.
Well, it's you can't even judge any of it without the coffee.
You got to have coffee or it won't stop. Think about everybody who goes into Dunkin' Donuts, gets a sandwich, a bagel, a donut. What is the other key item that they grab?
Always a coffee.
Coffee or milk or juice. So, you know, me personally, I don't want to carry milk right now, but, you know, having coffee and a hot water to do hot chocolate or tea.
Right.
That's a no-brainer. You know, because you can fill them in the morning, bring them with you. When they're done, I throw them back in one of the bigger milk crates. Boom, it goes in the truck. It's washed and we get back. Same thing with the scissors order, man. I put the AirPods out on the outside rail. I have three of them just for hot water for hot chocolate.
Tea and hot chocolate. Something else I want to bring up, and I know I feel like I beat a dead horse, but there's so many times you get new listeners and you don't realize that they haven't heard it, but the linking with a charity, you're already working with government officials who are political, you know, they're politicians. And if you link yourself with a charity there, a local charity, a lot of them will feel obligated to support you, and it will show that you're helping the community. And which creates this, it creates a ripple effect that is incredible. And so anytime, we're fixing to do something for our local school because local schools have had their budgets come cut back from these voucher programs. And it's horrifying to me, but I'm doing one here soon that helps raise money for the school science classes. And it's because they have lost funding. Well, anytime you do that, you get more support than you ever dreamed because parents talk about it, teachers talk about it, the school staff, the school board. And you have that opportunity being at the courthouse.
I definitely like that. I was thinking about getting connected with a charity. I wasn't really thinking about a local charity as much, but I certainly like that idea even better. So I think I will pursue that as well.
Yeah, if you can stay local, you should do local for sure.
People already have a bad taste in their mouth. They get bombarded with national charities on TV and every show they watch. And even on some of the Facebook ads, you want to go with a charity that is local so that people know that the good that they're doing is affecting their local community.
Right. Well, I certainly appreciate the advice that you guys have given me tonight. I think that'll be a help going forward and start building on some of the lost sales that I'm just missing out on right now.
Well, you're having to be there already early. And Jason, I'm glad he was on, because I wouldn't have thought to tell you coffee. I would have said breakfast brats and moved on. And coffee is crucial, and I think that's a brilliant tip. I think if you started only with coffee and didn't take anything else, even if you did a $2 cup coffee where the profit margin is ridiculous, and said, listen, if you come back for lunch, you get a dollar off.
There you go.
Right. Right. Okay. Jason, have you had better luck with one size coffee versus another?
Yeah, I do one in that, lemonade. The only thing I do three sizes in is ice. When I do stuff at the ski resort or at my daytime location, man, one cup, because you got to remember I work solo.
What size, I think, is what he's asking? Like a 16 ounce?
I do 16. 16 for coffee.
That's what I do when we do the ciders and stuff in the wintertime.
Number one sold size in coffee is 16 ounce.
Yeah, but that's another real point. That's a good thought. You know, the spiced cider coming up on fall.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah.
Yeah, that ends up getting real big. It kind of replaces our lemonade.
And what are you charging for your 16-ounce coffee?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, people are after lemonade still.
Okay.
What are you charging for 16-ounce coffee,
Jason? I can't hear him, Ben.
I'm sorry. I'm turning him up. Go ahead.
I apologize. I was just trying to... ask what you charge for your 16-ounce cup of coffee.
$2.
Oh, you do charge $2. Okay. All right.
Yeah, I don't apologize for it either.
He doesn't offer a discount with it, but he's giving them cream, he's giving them sugar, and you're getting fresh coffee. So, you know, even the convenience stores, you don't always get fresh coffee. It depends on the $7 an hour employee if they changed it. And so, and even washed out the bowl. And so people tend to, even if it's a mental thing, they tend to think that things taste better from vendors. And a lot of times they do, but a lot of times they don't. For some reason, I've never had a better Italian sausage with peppers and onions, even at my own house, than I've had at the state fair. And so our state fair started this week. And ran through the weekend even, and runs through this week. And I'm going, that's why I'm going. I'm going to get that because for some reason in my head it tastes better. I don't know if there's any truth to it. So
that, and you like the fried butter on a stick. I mean,
oh gosh, yes.
Well, I appreciate all the help tonight. You guys have given me some more ideas. And if I've got another moment with you, I'd just like to give out one tip that maybe you guys have already given in the past.
Sure.
And that is simply this. When I first got into this vending, I wasn't thinking about what I was going to do when my propane tanks would get low. I was just I just automatically was thinking, hey, I'm going to go back to one of the hardware stores or whatever and exchange it out. Luckily, I got to a point here just a little ways from my commissary where I could refill the propane tank. And not only was I getting it at a cheaper price, I know my tank is actually full versus going to other places where that tank is not full, but they're certainly not charging any less.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, you should always have an extra with you, too, because you know when it's going to run out. It's going to run out in the middle of lunch, like it always does. No matter how you plan, it always seems to come at the absolute worst time. And you got to make sure, the other thing I'm rough on myself about is when that other tank kicks, like I have two big 30-pounders on mine. And if one kicks, I write a note in my cash box so that I remember when I get home, I got to go get propane. Because one time, I forgot to do it, got home. Stuff happens, football, lacrosse, whatever, forget about it. And then a week later, I'm working, I run out of propane, I go out to swap over my tanks because it's like an RV, you know, I have a double system, and the other tank's empty. So here I am,
right,
10 minutes before my rush, calling my wife, asking her to bring me the tank off the grill. Thank God she was working from home that day. And then one of my regulars saw I was out of propane, he said, I got some time, and he took my 30 and went and filled it, and I bought him lunch.
We've had also, we, you know, I like creative marketing. We've had a vendor that did creative marketing. I did a blog article about it, and I think we talked about it on the show. He actually went to the propane company and got a discount on his propane by putting a small decal that says cooked on Wilson gas, let's say, or Empire gas. And they gave him a wholesaler's cost for all his propane, so which is about roughly 30% off.
Right, right. Well, I definitely have saved myself a lot of money by getting it refilled. And what I do to keep from running out is not only do I have two tanks on my big dog cart, but I've just I know that every Saturday I automatically fill it up, and because I can get I can use the one tank to run the steam table, all three burners, for 6 or 7 hours a day, and get at least four trips out without any problems. So, but anyway, hey, I don't want to take up any more time here. There might be other callers, but thank you for all the advice, and I appreciate checking in with you.
Well, I thank you for calling in, and I thank you for the questions because it helps everybody, and I appreciate the tip as well. So call back anytime you like, and we'd be happy to have you.
All right. I thank you, Ben. Have a good night, Jason.
Hey, make sure you call back and let us know if you do the coffee thing, you know, and also Craigslist is a good place to find AirPods.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, yeah, I definitely will.
Yeah, there's a couple other places you can shop around. Webstaurant usually runs specials on them. So, you know, look around for them.
Webstaurant.
Okay, I will do it. Thank you very much for all the tips.
Have a good one. I think Kyle will be ready to strangle somebody. I saw him stretching.
The, I want to make sure that the callers that are on the line on hold know that I'm going to get to you in just a second. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back and get right on it. I thank you for your patience.
Want to see some funky videos? Go to learnhotdogs.com. You can watch Ben do it on a real big dog cart. He'll also teach you how to steam, boil, and grill dogs the right way on the same cart. He'll also show you how to get your hands on some hot steamy buns. And it's all over at learnhotdogs.com.
Got a question about hot steamy buns? Call Ben. 424-258-9364 for the latest tips and tricks in the world of wieners. That's 424-258-9364. Press 1 to talk live, one-on-one to Ben. Sunday night, 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. HDR, hot, steamy buns.
With the hinge pan lids? Well, Ben has them now. They're over at benscarts.com in the accessory store. These aren't your run-of-the-mill pans either. Ben wanted to make a pan that would last as long as your cart would, so we used the thickest gauge stainless steel pans on the market. Yep, you can buy cheaper versions, but you can't buy better ones. These are for the seriously busy hot dog vendors and built to last, and you can get them only over at benscarts.com.
Welcome back, folks, to the show. You're listening to StreetFoodVendor.tv. You have some famous people on here, like Corey Lawrence from Old Doggies. And we'll put his picture up here on the screen so you can see his pretty face. And
Corey has some information to put out tonight, a new announcement about something that just happened at Old Doggies.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, we just went live with our online store, actually last night and today. I've been in the works of doing it, and had kind of been in the works of getting it started and just kind of let it sit on the back burner. And then we got a message on Facebook from one of the parents of one of the students here at the university that wanted to know if we had gift certificates that they could buy for their student, because their student loves to come to O'Doggies. And so I told them that, you know, we were in the process of getting the store up and going. And so I hurried up and just published it. And she was our first customer. And
wow.
You know, bought several meals for her student from back home. So
what a brilliant freaking idea.
Yeah.
To have a store where people can gift hot dogs.
Well, especially with him being near the school. I mean, he's like shooting fish in a barrel now. He's got the parents, you know, checking in with him to buy food or sweatshirts. I guarantee you, once the holidays come, they're
going to
buy hats, cozies, sweatshirts, and popping them to the kids at Christmas time.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and those students, when their parents are visiting, they always bring their parents over to O'Doggies, you know, and we're kind of like the parents away from home, kind of, you know.
I love it.
It's pretty good. It's fun.
I mean, you fit your mouth, Kyle.
She doesn't practice, baby. Starving.
I've seen him shove like 6 or 7 of them in his mouth. Thank God he didn't cough.
Well, congratulations. I'm gonna steal the link to your store and post it on the blog for everybody to see and copycat.
Sure.
That is a brilliant. I never considered a vendor creating a store.
Yeah, we even do a deal, you know, because it seems like every other day or so we'll have customers come by and they'll say, hey, we want to pay for a few meals today, and so we put that option on our store too. If people just want to pay a meal forward and there's an option to pay for 1 through 20 meals, whatever their choice is, and we'll go ahead and feed some people. You know,
holy
anonymously.
This has unbelievable potential. In my mind, it's swimming with ideas of people going, you know, you could offer to buy meals in advance for your month or your college student, like you said, and the paying the meals forward is
freaking
awesome.
Corey gets that a lot. I mean, if you follow Corey on Facebook, you follow Doggy's Facebook, there is a lot of meals paid forward. I've had it happen a few times, but Corey seems to have it happen a lot.
Yeah, every week. Yeah, every week we do it. You know, and every once in a while we feel like doing it just ourselves, you know. Susan will say, hey, should we give away a free meal? And I'm like, yeah, let's do it. And you know, to keep things random, we have just a little egg timer deal. And we just crank it up for 20 minutes or whatever. And in the middle of lunch rush, you know, the bell goes off and the person kind of looks at you like, what's that? And we're like, you just want a free meal. Everybody there around them is like, what? You know, and so there's times when the person just paid for the meal and walked on down and then the buzzer goes off and that guy, you just see him go, oh, you know, but they know that their chance is coming too. So it just gets that more excitement that they may just get a free meal at O'Doggies.
I love it. I've been, you know, paying meals forward on my kids for 25 years and not once have they paid for mine.
Exactly.
I'm going to have to go to Corey's site.
Feed them and house them.
I'm going to go to Corey's site because this is cool. I do want to share something, and I forgot to grab the link, but I'll find it and put it on the blog. We have a vendor that actually has started a beverage company, kind of like Jason, and he is doing sweet tea. And if everything goes right, he'll go nationwide with this tea that's sweet, real Southern sweet tea, which Southerners,
cool.
My wife likes it kind of syrupy sweet, and it's in a mason jar.
Oh, yeah.
It's brilliant. It's like
I
the Tennessee moonshine.
Tea. Yeah.
I was going to say, that's like popcorn or something.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
I can't believe they changed his bottle. Did you see what they changed that to? It looks like a black Jack Daniels bottle.
Oh, I know. I know.
They should change that back, man. That's a disgrace.
Well, that you know, the leader in this war on legal moonshine is Smoky Mountain Moonshine right there in Sevierville. You know, it's right here. And they brew it here, but it's all, to me, it's all just kind of BS because it's not real moonshine. Real moonshine has to end up being watered down because it sets you on fire. In fact, you can run a car on it.
You can't, the first couple, you know, pints of it's actually methanol.
Yeah. Yeah.
You go blind drinking that, man. Hey, Kyle, you got a little something right about here, Kyle.
All right, folks, I'm going to go ahead and take some callers. Caller area code 315, you're live on Hot Dog Vendor Radio and Street Food Vendor TV. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Not much.
Oh, yeah. He must have gotten our text.
I'm listening to the commercials, and I want to see the video where Ben's doing it on a big dog cart. I've been looking for that. You have a commercial that says, "Watch Ben do it on a big dog cart." Almost in the same voice, actually.
That's the one. You'll know you got the right cook, channel. His G-string with the little Chippendale cuffs and the little bow tie and everything.
Yeah.
It's that one.
Yeah.
I still have nightmares about that one, though.
Well, I sell those now because it comes with a free barf bag.
And Kyle can fill
it. I'm a cart building fool, guys.
How's it coming, Rob? Tell us about it.
It's going. I got the cart and went to Harbor Freight, got the cart, threw it together. Didn't put the light kit on it because I'm kind of modifying it a little bit. Got the plywood on it, got the bottom rails around the plywood because I extended it because I got the four foot cart, but it's going to be a 6 foot hot dog cart, so I had to. I ran some dados around the edges with a 2x6, cut them down to like a 4.5 instead of 6 inch. Ran some dados in the plywood and all that craziness, but got it screwed together and it's sitting right there. I'm looking at it right now. I got to put it back in the barn here. And then I'm going to undercoat the trailer and then undercoat the bottom side of the pressure treated wood probably tomorrow or Tuesday. And then I'll start framing it up, putting the parts on it. Got my grill. I got a Kenmore grill marked down from $260 down to $135. And I've got my cooler, my grill, got all the build-a-cart kit you sent me. Got all that stuff ready to go here. I got to get some stuff from you. I'm going to put an order into you here probably this week for like another burner and dog sleds and all that shit, you know. But rock and roll, man. It's going to be awesome.
Love it. I love it.
Yeah, that's why I want him to call in because, you know, we've been waiting for him to jump in and he's been so busy with graduation and moving rooms and stuff. So when I heard he was actually building, that's why I said, man, you got to call in tonight.
Yeah, I'd send you a picture, but I don't know how the hell that works with my phone. But maybe I can take one with my camera, put it on my computer, and then just ship it to you in email or whatever.
Yeah, you know,
so far, so good. Badass. What's that? I'm going to get a wrap.
Did you lose him?
I'm here. No, instead of painting it, I'm going to put a wrap on it. I got to come up with a theme for it, though.
That'd be awesome. Well, you're creative as hell, so that shouldn't be hard for you.
Yeah, really.
And I would stick to something like hot dogs, a hot dog type theme.
That's what I was kind of thinking. I was going to go there, yeah.
Just a suggestion, right?
Yeah, it's just an idea.
Chicken.
Glad I could help. Well, that's
steamy
awesome,
bun.
Hot steamy buns.
I still can't help but smile every time I hear that commercial, man. It just makes me chuckle. And then the other one just makes you want to dance. In fact, Ben and I were dancing in that commercial.
We were doing the head weave.
do you guys call the show Street Vendor TV, or do you still call it? I mean, like, if I made a commercial, would it be for
you know, I want to get away.
Or what would it?
I want to get away from the Hot Dog Vendor Radio just because it's still Hot Dog Vendor Radio, and we're still broadcasting through that. But yeah, I want to be more inclusive, and that's why we came up with the Street Food Vendor TV.
You know, Kyle was sending emails because he's selling falafel and he felt, you know, alienated and left out. You know,
and yeah, they didn't go very well.
Yeah, he filed some with the American Civil Liberties and ACLU, and you know, we were hit with all kinds of paperwork. And we had to let him, you know, eat falafel on camera. And
that's right.
Get it all over his shirt and everything. It was horrible, Rob. Horrible.
It's made me hungry, Kyle. All I could think about while he smoked that cigar was Monica Lewinsky, and they were all clean thoughts. Well,
Bill told her, "Hey, you're an intern. It's your turn." You know, she switched to Republican. You know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, the Democrats left a bad taste in her mouth.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, heck.
Is it bedtime yet?
I want to bring on another caller, caller area code. Hey, Rob, please stay on the line. I've left you open.
Yeah, I'm here.
Caller area code 443. You are live on Hot Dog Vendor Radio, Street Food Vendor TV.
Hey, Ben, it's Andrew from Super Dogs Hot Dogs here.
Hey, brother.
I just wanted to drop in.
Well, I'm glad you did. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. I got the cash cow started, this past Friday downtown in Baltimore with the bar scene for 3 hours. Sold out in about an hour and 40 minutes, and my wife was obviously sleeping because it was late night, so I couldn't get any more product. Went back Saturday with about, I would say, probably 1.5 times the product, and was able to last till about 2:15 in the morning. Did hook up with a person as well that has both a brick-and-mortar Italian ice place, as well as does a bunch of festivals and local high schools, and we got talking Saturday night going into Sunday morning, and ended up Sunday afternoon at a high school event. It was like in a sports complex, and met a bunch of people there. So I think I'm going to be doing the Friday and Saturdays overnight down still in Baltimore, but I think I'm going to branch out to more of the high school events through this football season. There's like 3 high schools that are interested in that, had kind of concession stands in the past, but
right.
They don't have anyone to run them. So they want to, they're going to join. I'm going to join up with this Italian ice place and kind of have a side by side hot dogs and Italian ice. So it went really well this first week.
I am impressed. I'm impressed. Number one, that you sold out. I always get excited when Jason texts me in the day. He'll go, "Man, it's 12:02 and I've got to go home. I'm sold out." I'm like, holy cow, kicking butt. I just love it. And it's a good feeling when you've done all that due diligence and you've done all that work and you find the right location and you're serving a good enough product that people are telling their friends and you sell out quick. It's freaking awesome.
It is. I mean, I set the website up over a month ago, I think back when Bubba was first starting out. And I had a few issues getting cars. I mean, I know I looked at your site to get a cart, and then I actually met a guy that had a big dog cart, but then the burners were having problems, and so I was kind of hesitant to buy. Saturday morning, I actually went to Lowe's and added the grill, because I know Friday a lot of people were wanting, their dogs grilled, so I was able to find the adapter kit for that. Because it's one of these like Master Forge stainless steel grills that didn't
Absolutely.
I didn't want to use the portable tank, so I was able to convert that over just going on your website and reading about it. But it was a good weekend. It was a great start. So
that is fantastic. I'm glad you did it as well.
And you can always replace your burner. I mean, Ben's got burners on his site. So, I mean, if you ever have an issue with a burner, you can always replace it.
Right.
Well, there's no telling.
Well, this one, I mean, the cash cow, the way it's set up, it has the burners on the right, and now I've got the grill mounted in, like, the thing. I guess the biggest thing surprised me, I mean, because I didn't really do a test run before I went out. I kind of just threw it together that night, and
right.
I'm surprised at how, I don't know if I'm not maybe doing the cart totally right. I mean, I watched a lot of your videos and watched everything, but I was surprised to feel how hot that stainless steel cart got. Like, I burned myself a couple times before. Now I have the grill on that side, but I don't know if I'm leaving it on too long. Because, I'm doing like a dirty water dog. So I'm boiling.
Say that again, Jason. I didn't hear you.
I'm wondering, is he bringing stuff up to temp and then backing down, or is he leaving it wide open?
Well, the pan that I have over the burners is aluminum. And then I'm setting it. I've got a full steam table that I'm setting the half. I have one half that's the dogs in water that I'm bringing to a boil, getting them to temperature, and then turning them down. And then on the other side, I've got the onions and sauce because I'm doing a Sabratberg. I'm doing like a New York City style car. So I've got the onions in sauce, And then the first time I had Ben's Coke and onions and the onions and sauce. So I was running both of them in one-third pans on the other side.
Well,
and then the buns just up on top.
You know, because you have that big steam pan in there, you may want to turn off all but one burner and turn it down low.
Okay.
Because it doesn't take much to maintain temperature. Otherwise, you're just using too much energy, and you're ending up creating, you know, the external heat, because there is going to be that heat's got to go somewhere. And,
right.
And leave it on long enough, it'll just heat up. When I boil my dogs, I usually turn the flame completely off, and the flame from my steam table side on the big dog
makes
the boiled dogs hot. They'll keep them above 142.
And I'm going to spend a few days with it. I got the court, you know, later in the week, and then I was running around getting stuff and getting product and marketing and everything, and I didn't even think that, oh, maybe I should try this out. Maybe I was just glad the thing lit up when I got there. I knew it lit up, but I was glad that the thing worked out great, because, I mean, I had set up to do 100, you know, about 150 meals the first night and then, like, 250 the second night.
I am impressed with what you've done. That is fantastic that you did so well. You don't know how that makes me feel. I get usually, you know, I still get some happy calls, but you tend to get the ones that go, "Ben, this is horrid. I sold 11 dogs today and was out there 19 and a half hours." And those are the calls that I don't mind helping, but I love hearing the good news too.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a nice area, I know, because it's all bars in the downtown Baltimore area. So, I mean, there's a ton of kids down there. I mean, I used to be in that scene probably 8-10 years ago, so I kind of was very accustomed to it. And I mean, I know a lot of the bar owners down there just from past stuff that I've done in real estate and stuff. So, I mean, it was good to see them again 5 years later and kind of touch base with them. But it seems like it's going to – you know, I think these – high school games and marketing with this Italian ice place is going to be really good. I do want to actually reach out. I know you guys do the trike. I have a lady. That lady that's doing the Italian ice is really interested in getting one of those trikes. So I want to get some information to her. I gave her the website for that. But I know she's really anxious to get that going, because she's having a heck of a time keeping the Italian ice at temperature on her side.
With the trike, you would have a mechanical freezer. So.
Right.
Well, that'd be awesome if you could tell her, and Jason could hook her up with a good one. That, which brings me to, if you're listening and don't know what that is, Jason has the chill trikes. You can find those at icecreambike.biz. And that is, it's an amazing, amazing ice cream bike trike that is self-powered, powered by the sun. It is all green. Pretty
cool. Times two.
Times two.
Corey's actually lost weight.
Yeah. That's awesome.
And now you guys, so that's up in Pennsylvania. You're not that far from the Pennsylvania-Maryland border, are you, Jay?
From Baltimore, I want to say, I make Baltimore, if it's not rush hour, about an hour and 55.
Okay, so if we were to run up there, I would probably run her up there for her, because I know she doesn't have a truck. I would assume that would just, with ramps, would go in the back of my pickup truck to bring that. Unless, are they built already, or is it something that comes in a kit?
Well, both. I mean, it comes in boxes for shipping, but if you're coming up and she picks a color, I can always just put it together and keep the awning off for a ride home.
Okay.
Yeah.
What size truck do you have?
It's a Mazda B4000. It's like the Ranger.
Okay.
So it should fit. I mean, it's got a 6.5 foot box.
Yeah, we can fit that. Yep.
I mean, the big dog would fit in the back of it. So.
Well, I appreciate you calling in, and I appreciate the update. It did my heart well tonight.
Mine too, Ben.
All right, Ben. Sounds good. I'll be touching base. Once I get my internet, we're kind of out on in the Chesapeake here, and my internet, I don't know. I have like a wireless internet, but it doesn't connect, so I was having trouble even last week trying to get into the show. But once I get that updated and get like a hardwired internet here, I'll definitely start.
Oh, he always calling.
Being more frequent.
Yeah, he's calling in now. And we welcome you on the show anytime. I appreciate you joining us.
All right, thanks, Ben.
You bet. Bye bye.
He's busier than a cucumber in a woman's prison. It's Ben on HDVR, Hot Dog Vendor Radio.
Hey, folks, you're live on Hot Dog Vendor Radio. Caller area code 417. How are you tonight?
Hey, Ben, it's Al Miller.
Al Boo Miller, all the way from
Texas.
And you have a cart and a concession trailer. How's it coming?
Yeah, it's coming. I kind of backed off for a while. And
well, Lisa keeps you pretty busy managing her singing stuff, right?
Yeah, so we had a bunch of shows, you know, and so we took off on the road and got those out of the way, and then I come back and we dug the cart out and I went and secured the location in Dallas at the farmer's market, and yesterday was our first day, and it went well.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. Which one did you use today?
Excuse me?
Did you use the cart or the concession trailer today?
The cart.
How did you do? You good?
We did good. I actually sold out of Buzz. I had some dogs left over, but today I sold out of all the Buzz I took. We took, 94 Buzz, I believe is what it was. So we did good. And then the rest of the food that I had left over, I took to the homeless folks that hang around down there by the market. Just passed that on and then we came home, but I just wanted to call, and I've been listening, watching the ball game. So I called once, and it kind of ran in long, so I hung up and went and watched more of the ball game. I can't hear with my wife down there yelling and screaming. you guys were talking about feather flags earlier, you know, and I think it was Jason that was talking to me the last time we called about those feather flags, and I bought one. And those things work, man.
They are fantastic.
Yeah, they work. And there's a fellow that sits up next to us, and he's doing lemonade and iced tea at $5 a glass. And he was cleaning up. $5 a glass.
Is it like 6 or 4
a glass? It's a pretty good size. I don't know what size it is, but it's a pretty good size cup. You know, like a tall coffee cup.
Well, my 32-ounce lemonades, when I was doing those, it was about 16 ounces of liquid because the ice took up a lot of the space, half the space. And so
they
look like a lot of lemonade. But
well, it's not a lot.
Well, I'm glad he's getting that. That's good money.
He's cleaning up, man. I mean, he's got a line. I told Lisa, I can't believe people are paying that, you know, for ice tea. He's not even offering a flavor for the tea or anything. It's just iced tea, and he doesn't even have a sign.
Holy cow.
It's amazing. And
are you doing lemonade? You were doing lemonade. Are you not competing with him?
I'm not competing with him. The lady that rented us the spot there, she asked if I didn't compete. There's only 5 vendors, and I'm one of 5. So she asked that we didn't compete, and she didn't want the same thing. So the guy across the street does Cajun food, and then there's another guy that does corn, and then there's another guy that does barbecue. And we do hot dogs and burgers and brats and that kind of thing. And then that other fella does lemonade.
Are you doing any of the bacon jam or the
sweet onions,
coke onions?
I'm doing the coke onions, but I'm not doing the bacon jam as of yet. We did do some bacon jam previously, and it went well, but we just haven't got back into the groove of what all we need to take, you know. So I'm sure it's coming. I signed up for your little webinar today, so I'm hoping maybe that'll help us. I don't know if that'll help us down there or not, but we'll give it a shot. So.
Well, I'm glad you did. And speaking of which, if you're listening at 10 o'clock, it should have already opened up. And tickets will be available. It is first come, first serve. I am limited to the number of people that can sign up. But this is no magic button. It's no secret, really. We're going to give you a way to make money. It's not going to be for everybody. But it's going to, and it's not multi-level. It has to do with your vending business. And so I look forward to that link. If you're looking for it and have heard about this and didn't get the newsletter because you're not on our newsletter list, then you can go to learnhotdogs.com. That was posted up tonight during the show. And on the right-hand column at the top, right above the search bar, is the calendar of events, and that will show it. Boo, I'm glad you called in, and I hope you tell Lisa that we said hi. And I'm glad you're back at, you know, vending after your little hiatus, and I'm glad that she's doing good.
We're all doing good, and, you know, I'm heeding the fact that consistency is the key to this. And with myself being one of those that at this point in time I can't be consistent, I'll tell it, that's a great tip. I mean, if you're not consistent, you're not going to do, you know, leaps and bounds. Because we started and we were consistent in our business. And it got to where we bought a concession trailer, and then our other business took over for 3 or 4 months, and we had to slow down, and things was like we're starting all over. We did pick up a winery. We have yet to do a spot there yet, but I think one is booked for October 25th. And what she wants to do with us is she pays us a set fee, and then we come set up and everything on our cart or on our trailer, depending on how big it is, for her little event, is free. So I don't know if that's going to work out or not, but we'll see.
Kind of like a catering deal where she's prepaying for the service.
Yes, well, it's a small winery, and she can only seat so many folks. So she takes pre-reservations. That's the only time she has food. Like one night she's going to have a Mexican night. The next night she's going to have, like, the Rangers baseball are in the playoffs, or if they're going to be in the playoffs, she wants to do hot dogs and brats, or the Cowboys here in Texas, you know, the tailgate party, and she's got some big screen TVs up, and they got some pretty good wine. So, so we're interested in working with her a little bit, and that'll be fun. I guess that's about all I can tell you. I don't want to keep you on. I know you guys are probably ready to go to bed. You're back there in Tennessee. It's a little later than it is here.
Yeah, it's after 10 here, and I think everybody that's on here with us is East Coast pretty much. I know you're Central, but I do want to mention that this is, I don't know if you can see this, this is just one of the CDs that Lisa Lane, who is Boo's better half, is... she is a fantastic singer. In fact, isn't she the only one that's authorized or endorsed by the Patsy Cline family to do her song?
She's one of three women that are endorsed by the Cline Foundation, or they kind of put their seal of approval on her portraying the lady, yes. Folks would know her better at Christmas time for a Christmas song called All I Want for Christmas Is You that... a regional band from here around New Orleans and Dallas did back in the 80s called Vince Vance and the Valiants. She never got a lot of credit for it, but it is her vocals on the song. And it was a number one selling song for 89 and 90, I believe it was. But, yeah.
I'm showing people, in case they want to look it up on YouTube or find the CDs or find y'all, but I'm putting some views of the, if I can get this to turn right, that's me reversed in the camera. It confuses me.
LisaLane.com is the website. LayneIs how she spells it. That's actually her middle name. And that's her stage name, Lisa Lane, LAYNE.com.
Well, I thank you for calling in, Boo, and I appreciate you. I wish you well, and please stay in better touch with us. I miss you.
We will. Hey, I did want to mention one other thing. I've had several calls, and I really apologize about this. I sold the hot dog cart. I think
yep.
I sent you an email.
Yep.
And I cannot find the password. I can't even figure out how to get them to send me a password because I guess when I signed up that email address, I used that email as the one to send password to was all I could figure.
Well, it shouldn't be on there anymore.
I'm still getting calls, man.
Well, let me look down here real quick. Let's see. Is it the Red Oak, Dallas?
Yeah. Somehow I put two of them on there.
Oh, maybe one's still in date and hadn't dropped. I will email her and have her take it off.
That'd be awesome because it's sold and the fella is up and vending, I believe. He lives over in Burleson, Texas. So there you go. And again, if anybody's listening that was interested in the cart, that's called me and left a message, and the cart is sold.
Yeah, he's down to only one hot dog cart and one concession trailer. He's really slim.
Yeah, that's all I could keep up with. All right, guys, look, I love what y'all are doing. I'm sorry I can't keep up with it. Maybe one of these days I can figure out how to put my picture up there on the screen, and I'll hang in there with you all night. But
all right.
At this point, I got to go watch the Cowboys lose.
Well, have a good evening. We'll see you later, buddy.
All right, man.
All right, folks, I have to, before we go, I need to get to some emails. I do want to apologize. One of them I was looking at just a second ago, I have inadvertently deleted, and it's gone. So somebody that asked a question that I emailed back and told them that it would be answered on the show, if you don't hear it, just cuss me out, call me up, or resend it, and I'll just answer it this week. I apologize. But this comes from Gary. And it's what's best in your opinion with hot dogs. I have a cart in Arizona, and for the most part, this is primarily a winter home to many from the Midwest, Chicago, Minnesota, etc. And I haven't met many from the East Coast. One cart owner I know swears by Sabrette, another is Vienna, and the other is Nathan's. I'm waiting on my cart and most likely will be starting up by the end of the month. So tell me what you use and why. What I use is the, this is in my free training videos, but I use the Bakers and Chefs beef dogs that I get at Sam's. If I was going in a different area, my favorite personal dog is probably the Boar's Head all beef. But I haven't tried all the dogs, and everybody's got their own taste. That's why there's multiple dog companies. You have to do a taste test, and in your area with friends and family and whoever you can get. But if you go with a locally known or go into your local grocery store and find out what the big brands are, and I'm not talking about Oscar Mayer, see if they carry Sabrette, see if they carry Vienna, see if they carry Nathan's, see what they're carrying. If they're carrying one of those brands, you may want to consider it because it means that it's busy enough that they put it in the grocery store aisle. Otherwise, create your own brand. We've had several shows on vendors who take a no-name brand and call it their own. Hot Dog Mike is one that sticks out in my head right off the bat, and he doesn't tell you what brand his is. His is called the Hot Dog Mike brand, and it's because he adds spices and stuff to his water, and he creates his own. Jason has sausages and dogs made by a local company and makes some incredible meats, and they're his. They're a love hot dog. They're not some brand. So you can do kind of what you want there. Do you have anything to add there, Jason, Kyle? Corey left us.
Corey Friday, Bolt. I'm using National Deli now. We just refer to it as Love Dog. And half the price of the Vienna since their price increase, which is just ridiculous. And I can't do $6.25 a pound for hot dogs. That's just crazy. So I do the National Deli, and we just bill it as our own hot dog. We call it a Love Dog. I leave it at that.
Well, I like that idea of having your own dog and branding it with your name because it goes further. But if you need a name brand and they've already established the marketing and they've already done it, then go with one of the big names. And I don't think it matters. It is kind of regional, so find out what works in your area. But I would probably go with the stuff that your customers, if they're from Minnesota, go with what they're eating. And even if it's not something the locals are, you may have to carry two brands. But either way.
Where was he from?
Well, he's in Arizona.
He's in Arizona. Wow.
But he's getting a lot of these people that come from the Midwest. They're coming, or, you know, even the Mideast, the Minnesota crowd, the wind, you know, snowbirds leaving the cold, coming there. And so he's wanting to make sure that he's providing what they want, but he's had three options and they're all different.
Frogs. They go to Arizona to croak.
Well, I believe it or not, I'm going to wrap it up. My wife just came in here and she goes, "Are you done?" And I said, "No, we're not done." You can kind of tell by the lights and me with the headphones and stuff. That's what I wanted to say. I'm sarcastic.
My wife came out and asked me if I was still on the phone just now. Are you still on the phone? Yeah. Same really quiet voice. She's like, "Are you on the phone?"
Hour-long shows, you know.
Right. Yeah, we're going to stick these shows, keep it to an hour.
Yeah, I think we've done more longer shows than we did before when the show was 2 hours.
We have. But tonight we have stuck to an hour. We just did two shows tonight.
Yeah. Well, that and Kyle wouldn't let us get a word in edgewise. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Me and my falafels.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate Kyle for joining us, Rob for joining us, Corey. Jason, as always, I appreciate y'all joining. Everybody add something to it, and I'm glad y'all take the time out and help other people. It does my heart good, and I love it. I love being a part of it.
But I'm glad to see Rob's actually getting to build that cart, man. I want to see some pictures.
Exactly. Progress. Yeah.
I will. I'll send one. Well, I can send it through my phone. I'll send you one tomorrow.
All right.
I put it in the barn, but I'll take a picture of it. It doesn't look like much. It looks like a cart with a plywood platform on it, but
it doesn't matter. Do it.
Progress.
Before you shoot that picture, I expect to have a nice, you know, top on there, a little stainless steel action. I'd like to see some paint graphics, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. And a
perfect canopy. You know, no pressure. You got till morning.
I got to put it in order to Ben. It's going to be badass, man. I can't wait to get it done.
I love it.
I'm like, so I was going to save up and buy one of them. I'm like, I can't wait anymore. I want to do something with this. I'm like all giddy like a little kid. So off the Harbor Freight I went.
Well, awesome. I hope y'all have a good week, and we'll see y'all next week, same time, same place. And this commercial or this ending is brought to you by the Rob Harper that you just heard speaking. Thanks again, Rob, for all the generosity of your voice and your talents.
Hey, you know what? You're welcome. And I'm going to do more. I just Street Food Vendor TV, right? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, streetfoodvendor.tv.
Street Food Vendor TV. That's what we'll do.
Yep. All right. Thank you, bro. Have a good one, brother.
Later, boys.
Have a good one, guys.
See y'all, everybody.
Hot Dog Vendor Radio was brought to you by BensCarts.com and the hot dog answer man himself, Mr. Ben Wilson. Also by the letter H and the number 1. Tune in next week for the very best hot dog vendor information money can't buy on HDVR, Hot Dog Vendor Radio.